To more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, right now they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on over in Israel, what are the significance of the elections that are recently held there, who does he think is going to be the next prime minister, and certainly anything that goes on in Israel will eventually, in one way or other, affect the people who live here in the United States, because the destiny of that nation and our nation seems to be firmly fixed and is not going to change. So with that as the background, Barry Shamish, thank you so very much for being with us.
Yeah, always my pleasure, of course.
Well, what are we going to talk on today?
Well, what you said I'm going to leave to last. I'm so tired of the utter farce of the elections. In the end, Netanyahu will put together a coalition with Livni and Barak, in other words, Kadima and Labor, and he has announced that he intends to strengthen the PA forces, the Palestinian forces. In other words, he lied, as usual, in the election campaign, and you're not going to get a right-wing government, you're going to get a left-wing government, and this is all very discouraging stuff, and it's not like it wasn't predicted, but I've got something that happened this week that is worthy of talking about before going back to this week.
All right, fine.
It's even a bit interesting. I received in the mail a very good anthology, not necessarily of conspiracy writing, though certainly there is that in abundance within this book. It's called You're Still Being Lied To. The editor is Russ Kick. Are you aware of him?
No, I'm not.
Oh, then I'm going to give you a website. This is something you really should look into. Go to www.disinfo.com, and you'll see this book. It's the second time I've been printed in it. It's about 500 pages long, and as I said, it's got disinformation. It's an encyclopedia of disinformation.
Well, we're constantly surrounded by disinformation. I believe that the intelligence agencies and the people who are enemies of freedom have all sorts of disinformation agents out there, and they're doing a pretty good job of stirring up anti-Semitism and all sorts of confusion about what's really going on today. But you pick up the story.
You like this book. I'm surprised it's not in your library already. I was published in the original volume, You Are Being Lied To, and it's sold in Barnes & Noble. Right in St. Augustine here, I picked up me and a copy. But the new version just came out, and it's very impressive, and I've got a a pretty long article in there. Now, it's about the Rabin assassination. It's sort of an update of my last piece, but he chose from my writings a very interesting subsection. And, well, we're going to talk about someone named David Morrison. Now, this is the last section in my piece in this book, and I'd almost forgotten about it, and when I read it, it kicked back a lot of memories. Now, David Morrison is a Jerusalem psychiatrist, and my publisher, well, his name was George Greenfeld, and he came to meet me with David Morrison, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. It was only after the book was published, and only after Morrison wrote his own book, that he told me that he was there to judge me as a psychiatrist. And he said, while Dror was talking to me, he was watching my body language, and he reported to Dror that I don't lie. I'm not lying about anything. You can safely publish him. That's how I knew Dr. Morrison. But Dr. Morrison, in the year 2000, published a book. It was called Lies, the Rabin Assassination and the Israeli Secret Service. And he put in his own money to the point where the buses all over Israel had a copy of his book, and in Hebrew, it was Shkarim, it was lies, and then a picture of Rabin. This book did a tremendous amount to muck up the government's disinformation campaign. Right on buses all through the country was a picture of Rabin and a big sign that said lies. Oh, I hear music.
No, you don't. So you go right ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're not hearing things. Just go right ahead.
What I'm going to do is just talk a little about the effect of this book. Now, what he wrote, and by the way, he says very nice things about me in the book, but and that's why I included in my article partly. But what he wrote was an expose of the Shabak and their role in the Rabin assassination. Morrison never accuses Shimon Peres in the book of murdering Rabin, but I met him later on, and actually I met him before the book was even published, and he was convinced Peres ordered the whole murder of Rabin, the whole operation. But what he wrote about was, again, the Rabin assassination and the Israeli Secret Service. That was the Shabak. That was what he was writing about. Now, what he writes about is the government campaign to create an alternative theory of Rabin's murder. You see, they never really found a good patsy. Yigal Amir turned out to be a terrible patsy, and many people knew that he didn't murder Rabin, just in large part because of my gathering of physical evidence. But nonetheless, what had to be done is that the government created their own conspiracy to explain away the Rabin assassination. And it was a right-wing religious conspiracy against Rabin. Now what Morrison has done is tear apart the government's attempt to rewrite history. And that's what makes this book actually important. You can get it on the internet. David Morrison, and just look up lies. that should get you to the book.
You know, that really reminds me so much, Barry, of the Kennedy assassination. And they would come up with all sorts of ideas. And I'll have to admit that, you know, young and gullible as I was at that time, you know, I really believed, as they said, or suggested, it was really the communists that did it. After all, Lee Harvey Oswald was obviously a communist. And then there were the people who said, oh, no, it was the oil men. They were the ones who were behind it. And then it was Fidel Castro. And then it was the mafia. You know, they were each one, and they could come up with a wonderful story, and they put out all these stories to confuse you, you know. And I think that they probably did the same thing with Rabin, trying to throw people off the track. And I think you were right on. It sounds like Mr. Morrison or Dr. Morrison was right on. But you know, the average individual, you know, will get off on one track or another, and they are absolutely certain Fidel Castro was behind it. So understand that they're constantly using disinformation. They have their agent planted far and wide, and a lot of good people will pick up the lies. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish, and we're going to explore the idea of you're being lied to. They're being lied to in Israel, but we're being lied to right here in America today. We'll be right back.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away, and the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 17, 2009. Gold, $966.89. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $993.89, $496.94 for half, $248.47 for quarter. That's $993.89, $496.94, and $248.47. We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number 4L.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish. You pick up the story there.
Well, we're talking about David Morrison's book, Lies, the Rabin Assassination of the Israeli Secret Service, which I would recommend you go looking for if you want to know just how to create a wrong history and try and get in the history books to be the right history. And they really tried. But David Morrison exposed this. Now, what he focuses on in the book are the arrests of religious Israelis, and by the way, they're all army officers. It's just a tragedy what was done to our young people. He focuses on Oren Edry and Shmuel Sitra. These are names, again, you'll just get lost if you try and follow me. These are people who were arrested under suspicion of planning the Rabin assassination. They had nothing to do with it. And Shmuel Sitra, I personally interviewed him and his family at great length. We're even friends to this day. They just threw him into isolation in the middle of the winter. They froze him. There were rats and cockroaches, all the horror stories you can imagine to create a right wing conspiracy. They were arresting so called conspirators who knew nothing. They didn't approve of Rabin, that's for sure, but they knew nothing about the murder. But now here is something that I investigated far too personally, and without getting you lost, in Israel, believe it or not, Yigal Amir, who we know was the patsy for the Rabin assassination, had a co-conspirator, and she was sent to prison for 8 months. Her name was Margalit Harshefi. Now, while Dr. Morrison writes about this, I did better research than he did. I got a pile of documents given to me. I believe the year was 2001. Whenever I got it, I looked at just some of the evidence. There was a list of young girls in Judea and Samaria, 18 to 22 and unmarried. It was given to both Avishai Raviv. He was the Shabak handler of Yigal Amir. I know this is getting confusing. If you know the story, you know who Avishai Raviv was. If you don't, he was deeply involved in the assassination. We'll leave it at that. On the list were the woman that Avishai Raviv married and who later divorced him because he wasn't religious. It was all a front. And another girl that he almost immediately got engaged to, but her family suspected that he was from the Shabak and forbade her to marry him. But also, Yigal Amir's so-called girlfriend, she was not, but that's how the press pushed it, was Margalit Harshefi was on the list. These girls were targeted, and they were targeted to be used. Now, again, Margalit Harshefi sat in prison for, I believe it was 9 months, for being a conspirator in the Rabin assassination. There was no evidence, but here is the evidence that put her away. Yigal Amir believe me, he was given instructions on how to incriminate. Well, in her case, she was a law student. She was pretty. She came from a top-notch family. She was really a classy religious girl. She is now today in her 30s, unmarried. They ruined her. They absolutely ruined her. Now, here's what Amir did, and I've got the documents. And she admitted to all of this in court. Yigal Amir gave her a watch, and she says, and he says to her, "I'll bet you this watch could be wired to blow up a bomb." And she says, "So what?" All right, I mean, she didn't know what he was talking about. Yigal Amir pushes it. In a later date, he asks her if she happens to know a chemist who might know how to make a bomb, and she answered, "There's a chemist in her." In her community named Bakar. Not that she actually made a bomb or asked him to make a bomb. He just wanted to know if she knew a chemist. And then Yigal Amir asked her if she would back his protest movement. And she answered, she will if it isn't violence. All of this was to set her up and make it look like she asked for the watch and she supplied him with the chemist and she was going to join his violence protest movement. She was set up. Outright set up to be a conspirator. And I tried telling her family. Her father cursed me for my book. My book, Shapite Svilever Zionism, the Holocaust. He claimed that I had defamed his daughter. Actually, it was Save Israel. It doesn't matter. He didn't even read the book. The point is, she went to prison and I wrote an article. It was called No Sympathy for Har Shefi, because she was a coward, and this infuriated me. She wasn't a conspirator in the Rabin assassination because Amir didn't do it, and she had to go into court. And she had to say that I could not have been a conspirator because Yigal Amir didn't kill Rabin. It was the only defense that would have worked for her. But she didn't do it. And simply, I was taking risks, and I knew I was taking risks, and I had zero sympathy for people who didn't take risks. She hired a left-wing lawyer, her uncle's brother, Shefi Diane, Elon. It doesn't matter. She was set up. She ended up in prison, and her cowardice won the sympathy of the Israeli right because they all knew she was being set up, but they didn't know how. They didn't try and read how. And she got sent to prison as Yigal Amir's co-conspirator. I'll bet you didn't know there was someone else that was actually imprisoned for conspiring to murder Yitzhak Rabin. That was Margalit Har Shefi. And Dr. Morrison writes about her not as well as I did. He writes about Major Oren Edry and the torture of this innocent far better than I barely touched that subject, and he writes about it well. But again, remember, he's writing about a conspiracy to create a government alternative theory.
Sure. Well, of course, it's sort of like, all the people they executed associated with the Lincoln assassination. It was all a cover for Sunday Abus, who is, I believe, is an agent of the Europeans.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Dr. Stan back here and our guest, Barry Shamish. But Barry, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and get your website out. I want you to tell people how they can get your books. I want you to tell them how you get your DVDs.
Sure. I guess you'd want for this discussion, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, you go to www.lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll get you to the books. My website is BarryChamish.com. If you want to get my DVDs, well, phone me and I'll explain what I've got. I've got one on Rabin as well. My number is 904-315-8745. Oh, I did it wrong. I gave you my land number. All right, let's do it once again. 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079 to book me or get a DVD. And now let's go back to Dr. Morrison. Dr. Morrison, in this book, Are We Being Lied To?, www.disinfo.com to have a look at it. It just came out this week. I just got it this week. And I forgot all about this, and I shouldn't have. Did you know there was a Rabin cover-up book competing with my book? Came out just after my book came out, and I'm telling you, it was not a coincidence. There were people in the Israeli establishment who were terrified that I was writing this book, and they organized a counter-book. Now, it got so much publicity. It was put out by a major New York publisher, and it had all the advantages my book didn't have. Nonetheless, my book keeps on selling, and it keeps on being believed, and this thing is dead. The name of the book was called Murder in the Name of God, The Plot to Kill Yitzhak Rabin. The authors were Karpin and Friedman. Now, what Dr. Morrison does is he quotes these two hacks talking about my writing and my boring ballistic test and range test and all of these things. They're just boring. What they're writing about is the real conspiracy, and really it's just simply circumstantial evidence against rabbis. It's a whole book of rabbis that had nothing whatsoever to do with the Rabin assassination, but did oppose Oslo. And somehow they created a mishmash where these levels of rabbis who had no involvement whatsoever in the Rabin assassination were somehow or another all part of the conspiracy. They created a conspiracy with no evidence whatsoever. And why these rabbis didn't sue them, don't even ask. Luckily, we have Dr. Morrison to at least expose this stupid book. And again, it outsold my book. It had publicity. It went to every library in the States. You can still get a copy in your library, I'll bet you, but I'm not going to recommend it. But what Dr. Morrison wrote was that that these authors and this book didn't come out of nowhere. He said the funder for this book was one David Moshevitz, an executive of Peace Now, which Dr. Morrison is right in saying get their money in large degrees from the CIA. This has been proven, and it's in my books and so forth. In other words, what Morrison concludes is that the authors participated willingly in the cover-up, and he more than implies in doing so they're guilty of an obstruction of justice. He wanted them brought to court. I'm going to give you Dr. Morrison one quote by him, and here's his quote before we get off Dr. Morrison. The truth will unite Israeli society. He writes, because it will unite it against the elites of all the groups that have the most to lose if the truth emerges. In other words, to bring down this horrible elite, all Israelis will win. The murders and the deceit will all all collapse if they're brought down. And he believes the Rabin truth will unite all groups in Israel against its corrupt elite that run their government and their lives.
And now, how long ago was the book published, Barry?
It was published in 2000.
All right, fine. So 9 years have gone by. It hasn't brought down the government. And this is the thing, you know, people just don't really want to accept this idea that there can be a corruption in the government. I always like to say, and I think it's a good analogy I've used before, but there are two governments. I'm sure in Israel, certainly here in the United States, a visible government, and an invisible government. And the visible government may well, in some respects, be noble, but the invisible government is totally evil and, I believe, satanically controlled. But you go right ahead.
We'll go on to the real hero here, and that's my publisher, Dror Greenfield. Besides publishing Lies and my book, he also published Professor Uri Milstein's The Rabin Legacy, where, again, it's just an expose of the real Rabin, and... Well, not a very good analysis of the conspiracy, but certainly favoring the conspiracy. Dr. Milstein was really a very good friend of mine for a while, but he didn't understand. He understood the young Rabin, the drunken, the cowardly. It's a nasty book. But Dror Greenfield and his Geffen books were just opening the doors to the Rabin truth, and that's why they killed him. Dror Greenfield was 42 when he died. He was so healthy. He was an athlete. He participated in the Maccabi Games. He had just finished riding a 300-mile bicycle marathon to relax. Picture of health. He wasn't married but had a lovely partner and a new baby. And far from religious, far, far from religious. He was a genuine truth seeker out of pure integrity. Absolutely no political alliance to exposing Rabin. It was just to get to the truth. Dror Greenfield wasn't just good to me. He gave me a section. Well, the Jerusalem Book Fair is an annual event where every publisher goes to sell his books. I was there year after year because they gave me one quarter of their booth. I think they'll admit I brought a lot of crowds to their booth, but he didn't have to give it to me. Dror Greenfield advocated truth.
Well, that's a rare commodity in this day and age, I'll tell you. Hey, we're just about ready for this break. Barry, when we get back, we've got about 6 minutes for you to wrap up the program right here at Genesis, and we'll be back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan and our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, go ahead and we've got about 6 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, then I'll finish Draw a little early and look at the news a bit. I spoke at his remembrance service. Remember, he died, I haven't told you, he died of cancer, a rare skin cancer. He was killed. He went too far. He produced 3 Rabin books. The Campaign for Lies was the last straw, I suppose, and he was killed. I don't care if I don't have the proof or not. He was killed. I spoke at his memorial service. His brother gave everyone 5 minutes, and, well, it was just filled with these left-wing pro-democracy advocates. I was really out of place in that ceremony. They just went on and on. Terrible egomaniacs. They went on for an hour talking. I was there for 2 minutes. I just stated it simply that when the Rabin truth is finally out, Gerard Greenfield will be remembered as a hero. And that was it. I walked off. You don't have to say any more. But, yes, let's go and do the news. It's compulsory, so let's get it over with. Item number one, which is very weird. Obama has asked the U.S. Emergency and Migration Assistance to part with $20.3 million in order to bring refugees from Gaza to live in the United States. You know about this, right?
I do, yeah. That. And the question is, why does he want to do that?
I mean, good question. But I say it's not enough money. I mean, if you're willing to spend $800 billion, the least you can do is give a billion or two and bring in half the Gazan population and get them off Israel's back. Why does he want to bring in so few? Well, that's issue number one, that he wants to bring them in anyways, because it's just going to be trouble. But nonetheless, I brought it up. Of more import, and watch this, I've been saying this for so long, the Pope is coming to Israel in May. And who will be his personal escort? Well, you know, it's Shimon Peres. He will be with the Pope the minute he arrives to the minute he leaves. He's going to, well, I guess, take him to the finest cafes, entertainment, and bordellos. No idea what Peres is going to do with the Pope. But he's not going to leave his side for the whole trip. Which, of course, I've been saying for years that Peres is, in fact, a Vatican spy. And, well, just one more addition to a lot of research. Now, next, before I look at, you know, I was going to actually do a bigger chunk of this story, but it wasn't my story, so I reduced it, and then I looked at the research and it wasn't good enough. The U.S. consulate in Jerusalem had a yard sale, and they sold old furniture. They sold a desk to a lady. It was a locked desk. She got it home, she broke the locks, and within were thousands of documents from the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem. And, well, I'm going to keep it simple. It's a story of a consulate in Israel's capital city conspiring behind the Israeli government's back to wreck the Likud and have them ally themselves with the Palestine Liberation Organization. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars getting Likud youth and PLO youth into summer camps, bringing university programs, entertainers, anything, and there was no expense saved into slowly breaking down the Likud into a pro-PLO party. That was just one of the revelations, and believe me, I wish I had looked at these documents. I could have dug out this stuff better. There was a whole a report on a U.S. Marine dating an Israeli woman that he met in a bar. The lesson being, if you're an Israeli, do not go out with anyone from the consulate, including the security guards. You get a file on you the next day. Oops. All right, I heard a buzz. Now, just to finish off this week's news, something I find amusing. The UN, for once, are really, really mad at Hamas. Because twice in, I believe it was, I know it was this week, I think it was twice in one day, Hamas, the UN brought in these food trucks for all of Gaza. Hamas hijacked them and took all the food and then sold it on the black market. And the UN were really ticked off about this. And suddenly the UN, for once in its life, started attacking Hamas for its criminality and its thieves. I guess someone in the UN had to report about this food delivery and was really, really upset that it was all hijacked by the Hamas.
We're going to have to let you go, Barry. God bless. We'll talk to you, I guess, tomorrow or the next day. God bless.
Tomorrow at 10.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that was Barry Shamish. I hope you enjoyed the program. Now, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great new new book. It's called The Money Creators, written back in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan. And, of course, the foreword is written by a Senator Owen, who is actually one of the people who started out the Federal Reserve System, only to become totally disillusioned with it as it became very obvious it was a tool of the financiers who were controlling America. Certainly we have the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, the pamphlet, two of them actually. One is The Financial Meltdown. The other is a book entitled, or I should say a pamphlet entitled The History of Money, Which You Should Know. We carry the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy. We carry Fiat Money, Inflation in France, and the new book. It's the Money Creators published, and you can go up on Amazon. It's available there for $39.95. We're selling it for $14.95, and it's the same book, and it's written by Gertrude Coogan. But it's important to understand that banks create money out of nothing, and certainly they can leverage, you know, 10 times. In fact, some of the investment banks were leveraging 40 or 50 times. In other words, you have $1, you could lend 50. And then we're told, oh my goodness, the banks are short of money. How could they be short of money when they have that amount of leverage? And it's the greatest scam in the world, and they do not want the American people to know. And so we cover a great deal of that, very important information, in the little pamphlet, The History of Money. Well, then, of course, we do hope that you want to begin getting into the occult forces which control the financial world. And if you don't believe that and you buy anything at all, you can ask for the pamphlet put out by the Luciferians. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, by the people who embrace the dark side. It's called the working of the spiritual hierarchy. And if you request it, we'd be glad to send you a copy. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get the DVD, the great new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix. And then the other two DVDs in the Secret Mysteries series, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone. We hope that you, of course, want to get our information on the assassination of Martin Luther King. I think it's called The Execution of Martin Luther King. It's a four-tape set. And then you'll want to get our material on the execution of President Kennedy. We have two four-tape sets and a DVD and a couple of books. And they killed the President of the United States and they got away with it. You'll certainly want to get our material on the Liberty, where they sent an American ship with 280 or more men on it over the...